This is 7AD, and it's time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello, mate.
How you going, Darren?
I'm going fine, and the weather's been okay last week or so. We're getting regular 20s and a bit of fine weather.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's officially into summer now.
We are. We're here. And look, the long-term forecast is for a wet summer, but look, it's getting warmer around the place.
Mm.
And as hard as it is to believe we're finally going to have this conversation, we need to think about cooling the house down.
Air conditioning.
Yeah. Now, on the northwest coast, a lot of houses don't really require any air conditioning. The reliable sea breezes, opening windows is generally enough. As we move further inland, the temperatures can get a bit warmer, and sometimes having air conditioning can be a blessed relief.
Mm.
Two-story houses. Now, this is quite common. The upper floor can have a tendency to get really hot as the heat rises from the first floor and collects with the heat that is already building up naturally in the top floor.
Yep.
Upper stories can be warmer in winter, but unlivably hot during summer. One technique is to open all your windows, or upstairs windows, and crack your lower story windows as much as you can, or doors open and lock fly screen doors, like security doors. That is possible to get the heat rising effect to draw a bit like a flu.
Yep.
And discharge the hot air from the second story and draw cool air in from the bottom floor. This is what I do with my house. It works quite well, except, Darren, when it's humid and muggy, there's no relief. For push-button temperature control, regardless of the outside heat and humidity, there is air conditioning.
Yep.
Now, luckily for us in Tassie, most houses we come across have heat pumps as their main heat source in the house for winter, which also do cooling in summer. Best of both worlds. We often forget, though, the duality of our heat pumps, and sometimes they really get turned on during summer.
Mm.
It's people just saying, they're just locked in the head that they're a heater.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another thing that's quite often forgotten is if you're on tariff 93 and you have a solar system, you can, for the most part, cool your home for free during the day. At the moment, any excess power you are generating gets sold to the grid for 6.5 cents per kilowatt hour. While running your heat pump during the day and using that, you know, to cool your home, using that power changes the value of the solar power you use to 15 cents or around that, which is over double the value. Self-consumption of solar power is always more valuable than selling it to the grid. Now, this can be handy, and sometimes as we tend to work during the day, we leave our houses all locked up pretty tight for security and things like that.
Yeah.
No one in them. And they can become uncomfortably hot by the time we get home in the afternoon.
Mm.
You know, you open the door and you go, oh, she's an oven in here.
Yeah.
Late in the afternoon, the best of the solar generation day has passed when we get home usually. You know, the sun's starting to come off the panels. And if we do try to use our heat pumps to cool the house down, we tend to buy a bit of that power from the grid. So using your solar to keep your house cool during the day so you come home to a comfortable house is pretty smart and costs next to nothing. So it's like pre-cooling your house.
Yeah.
With free available energy. Ideally, you'll have an LG reverse cycle heat pump that's using the Think app. It gives you the ability to remotely turn the unit on at work or off if the weather changes during the day.
Smartphone.
Yeah. So it's just an app. Works really well. Technology, if used correctly, can certainly help us get the most out of our products and generally make our lives more comfortable.
Mm.
Until it doesn't. One thing I've noticed of late, though, with new builds, is we now have to factor in cooling loads when designing air conditioning systems. It never used to be an issue, Darren. We used to focus on heating loads, and if the house needed some supplemental cooling during the summer, there was generally enough capacity to easily do both roles.
Right.
Why do you think this has changed with house designs lately, in the last few years?
High ceilings?
No. The answer is all the double glazed glass. High end, high spec new builds are demanding.
Right.
We're not talking normal windows. These are big glass fronts, generally facing north and west, and really changing the way we design heat and cooling loads. And the common fallacy, this is sort of behind it all, the common fallacy is double glazing turns away all the summer heat and keeps in all the manufactured heat in winter. You know,
right.
Superbly insulated glass. And it is. But unfortunately, this is only partially true. And during summer, when we have so much heat hitting those windows, the double glazing is turning away a lot of it, but still lets quite a bit through, which warms the space. But then the double glazing doesn't let that heat escape again. It builds up and up, and the air conditioning, if undersized, cannot keep up. And the house is literally becomes like a glass hothouse.
Right.
So here's an example of this. I recently got called to a house to diagnose a problem and come up with a solution. Now, this was a seriously flash pad. It was about a $1.5 million build, a very beautiful house, and lots of double glazed glass on the north and west of the house. Superbly insulated for winter. Whoever designed the ducted system had obviously only calculated for winter and had sized it with a 17 kilowatt ducted system, which was the right size, Darren, for winter. And the owner reported the house was lovely during winter. It was a beautiful house to live in. Problem was all the glass. Now, my cooling calculations come in at 25 kilowatt for cooling. So they were about 8 kilowatt of capacity short to temperature control the space properly. Right. This meant during summer, the house could not be cooled any lower than 28 degrees. On a nice summer day, they couldn't even keep chocolate in the pantry. Basically, everything lived in the fridge or it went off or melted.
Hmm.
Yeah. And it just wasn't pleasant. Now, as with a lot of high-end homes, it had a flat roof, and to change the ducted unit to the correct size would require most of the roof coming off. Plus, the outdoor unit had been run through landscape section of garden and require concrete cutting and significant groundwork to fix the issue. It was going to cost a bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots. And it's going to be mostly labour and all that. This just shows how important design is for both winter and summer. You know, especially with changes in modern home architecture, where there's a demand for much more glass and the requirements for more efficient insulation practices. So it's letting more heat in, but it just can't escape and it just builds up and up. So unless you are a tomato or like running chocolate, make sure you engage the correct designers for heating and cooling your new projects. Yeah, especially these new builds that demand a lot of glass. DMS Energy are expert designers of all things energy related. We specialise in Actron ducted systems, a top-of-the-range Australian temperature control system. It's Australian-made. It's pretty important these days.
Mm.
We are also the LG dealers for the LG reverse cycle heating products on the northwest coast. Now, LG is the winner of multiple choice magazine awards for energy efficiency for these products. That's a really good bit of gear. Lastly, if you do want a push button or automated temperature control for your home, we can provide the best solar equipment available in Tasmania to energise the devices from the sun. So not only can you have a beautifully controlled home, it's not going to cost you much to run.
All right. It all makes sense. And you can check out some gear mounted on the wall, ready to go.
Yep. Certainly is.
Yep. All hooked up to the solar on the roof.
Certainly is.
Yep. DMS Energy is at 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton, 1300 502 599. What's the web there?
It is all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au, or come and find us on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you.
You got a question for Adrian on the Power Savers segment, then send it through to the DMS Energy Facebook page. Good stuff, mate. Stay cool, and I'll catch you next week.
Thanks, Darren.